Hello and welcome to another episode of Pinot and Perfume. As always, I am your host, Sarah Chacon. Not drinking anything this week or for this week's episode because my husband and I went out with friends last night and then we came home and we got litty. We got into the wine, probably not a good idea because we were you know, hanging out with friends, drinking with them. Nothing crazy because we just had to drive home. So, you know, spacing it out like responsible adults, making sure we're drinking plenty of water, all that shit. But then we come home and my husband's like, I want to go out. I was like, oh, I don't really want to go out. I'm tired. I'll stay in and, you know, and have fun. So we got into the wine and let's just say things are a little rough right now. Not as bad as I thought they would be. So I am pounding seltzer water. But it's weird. So while we were out last night and on our way home, we caught this dude on our doorbell. Like we don't have a Ring camera. We have something called Skybell, which is like kind of like budget Ring, I think. Anyway, we caught this dude while we were gone, like kind of snooping around the house. Around the house, but like he came up to the door. It looked like he was checking the side gate and he came up to our door with a flashlight. And, you know, trying to peek in the windows, looking to see, there was a FedEx sticker that was left. So I think he was like reading that. It was just very strange. And then he like walked away and went across the street. And I don't know if he was just walking up and down the street, or if he lives in the house across the street. I have never seen him before. So needless to say, that was a little unsettling. I mean, weirdly enough, he did look like Larry David, and the dude was in a yellow sweater, black slacks, and black shoes. Once again, looking like Larry David, maybe a slightly younger version, but yeah, Larry David. So he might not have been trying to break in. I mean, I would assume that if somebody was going to break in, he wouldn't be wearing, you know, black slacks, first of all. Like dress slacks, or like black dress shoes, but you know. But anyway, we did file a report with the sheriff's office. They had deputy come out. They think it's just somebody being nosy, but it's weird because there's been a kind of an uptick in boomers just snooping in people's houses in not my neighborhood, but like surrounding neighborhoods. Because like there's my neighborhood, and then there's a bunch of neighborhoods around, and so we're all kind of on the same next door. Because I guess there's a lot of like different neighborhoods, so. They all kind of grouped us into like one next door area or whatever, next door the app. And earlier this week, I saw a post, a lady's having her home renovated and she was at work and her Ring doorbell caught these two old people go, you know, I guess they were out for their daily walk and they see that she was renovating her house and they're like peeking through the windows and shit and standing in her flower beds, peeking through the windows and are like, oh, I see a staircase. Like it's, that one was kind of funny. But I don't understand, what is it with the boomers and trying to snoop on neighbors now? Because apparently that's a thing. It happened to us last night. So Larry has not come back. Tony was going to go walk to the neighbors and like show them the video and see if like they knew who he was or just to kind of tell them to be on alert that this dude is out there. But after last night, I don't know if he will. He's currently taking a nap. So there is that. But last night we were out with friends. My girl Christina, one of the friends we were hanging out with, I'm going to try and get her on the show here in the next couple weeks. She put me on to the Christian Siriano perfumes. Now, I had only seen one review on YouTube about Christian Siriano perfumes, and that one was from Emmy Ever After, and she reviewed his perfume called Oula Rouge, which came out last year in 2020. And I think it was a video that was in partnership with FragranceBuy.ca or FragranceNet. I'm 99% sure it's FragranceBuy.ca. And I remember her saying when she reviewed the perfume that it smelled like a dead-ass dupe for Baccarat Rouge 540. And so my girl Christina has Oula Rouge. She's a member. She has the Scentbird membership. And so she found out, you know, she found out about it through Scentbird. I gave her a sample or whatever. And she let me smell it because she ended up getting a full bottle of it. Guys, I know everybody and their mom is trying to find a dupe for Baccarat Rouge 540, probably because it's so stinking expensive. And a few of the ones that I have smelled, I don't see it, like Burberry Her and Cloud from Ariana Grande. But when I tell you, I sniffed Oula Rouge, I sprayed it on my arm and sniffed it, 100% identical. What I would, maybe on a side-by-side, there'd be some different nuances between the two, but honestly, like, having smelled the original Baccarat Rouge 540 not too long ago and smelling Oula Rouge last night, I mean, it dead on. And the beauty of Oula Rouge is Christina said that she paid, I think she might have ordered it through Scentbird. She paid like $80, $85. I think the perfume bottle she got was 100 mil. She got a clutch, like a little makeup bag or like a little purse clutch. It had a full-sized, I think, like red lip gloss and a bunch of samples for other Christian Siriano perfumes. And she owns another one called Silhouette, which is also bomb. And then she has a sample of one called Silhouette Intimate, I think, or Intimacy. And we both agree that one is on another level. It's so good. It's like a super sexy, catching some D perfume. That's what we agreed on it. So I looked up Oula Rouge, and I think you can buy it a lot of places now. I think because she said it came out a little bit later on in the year, and she said at the time she couldn't find anywhere because I guess she suspected that maybe they were kind of doing it through Scentbird to kind of get a feel before like launching it everywhere. But I just did a Google search for Oula Rouge, and Macy's has it. And I think it's a special offer. Yeah, it's the 3.4 ounce perfume and a lip gloss, a full size red lip gloss, $85. And it's a hell of a good deal. And it smells 100% like Baccarat Rouge 540. I can't believe it. And it's not a, and I don't think they're trying to, I mean, they had to have been trying to do a clone, but like Christian Siriano is also obviously like not a clone house. He is a designer. The OGs, remember him on Project Runway. That's how he got to start. But he's not a clone house. Like all of his scents, I think are unique. I'm assuming are unique. You know, he's a designer. He's got his designer perfumes, but this one, and they had to have maybe trying to dupe it out because Baccarat Rouge, Oula Rouge, like it's not, it's got sort of similar names. You know, it's just super interesting. So the notes in Oula Rouge, your top notes, you got ruby grapefruit, enchanted praline, saffron flower. I don't know what enchanted praline is. I think that's just a marketing gimmick because I doubt this praline note was like baptized by fairies, but let's go with it. Heart notes, you got white star jasmine, mysterious gardenia, and pearly tuberose. Base notes, you got pink sugar moss, heavenly musk, and blonde amber wood. And so Baccarat Rouge, we'll just do the Eau de Parfum and not the extrait since this Oula Rouge is an Eau de Parfum to keep it 1-to-1. So fragrance note and Baccarat Rouge are jasmine, saffron, cedarwood, and ambergris. And all those same notes are also in Oula Rouge with some other shit too, but it is stunningly identical to Baccarat Rouge 540. So all of that to be said, if you like Baccarat Rouge 540 and you don't have the Baccarat Rouge 540 budget, then go to Macy's or go to Macy's.com or Scentbird, whatever, and pick you up some Oula Rouge. I am on my no buy, so I'm going to put this on my wish list because I want this and I want Silhouette Intimacy whenever I come off of it. I'm going to try and work on my husband. Maybe for Valentine's Day. We celebrate Valentine's Day, but usually we just like cook something at home. We don't really do gifts. So maybe, but there's a first time for everything, you know? So, I mean, maybe if I work on them, because it's really nice. And I can't believe it. Like I said, the few perfumes that I have smelled that have been alleged dupes for Baccarat Rouge 540 to me don't smell anything like it, but this one I feel confident saying 100% identical, but you get a better deal. My friend Christina did say that she doesn't like that it doesn't last very long. So there is that. But there's also a thing with Baccarat Rouge 540 that makes people smell anosmic. So it's the wearer sometimes may not always be able to smell BR540, but then they always report, at least from the reviews that I've seen, they always report that other people can smell it because they'll get compliments or somebody will mention it. So it might be the same with this one. So like the scent may feel like it's fading, but maybe you're just it's got the same thing as BR540 and you're just getting anosmic to it. Either way, I mean, that doesn't stop people from buying the shit out of BR540. And if that's you, like I said, I will state my name on Oula Rouge that smells 100% identical to Baccarat Rouge 540. So thank you, Christina, for putting me on. Christian Siriano, he's got his stuff smells good. Like his stuff does not smell cheap. Like I know some people are like, oh, designer fragrances, I like niche. Don't be snobs. His stuff smells good. Now she gave me a sample of, I think it's Silhouette Floral. Wait. Silhouette in Bloom, I think is what she said she did. Christina said she didn't like it very much. I'm going to review that eventually on the show. But yeah, Silhouette Original and Silhouette Intimacy. Definitely Silhouette Intimacy is like on my list. Like that's, it's so yummy. It's just dark and sexy and yummy. And I think it's like I think it's got to have Gormois notes. Let me look these up. Let me look these little shits up. Let's see. S-I-L-H-O-U. Intimate Silhouette. That's what it is. Intimate Silhouette. And that one has jasmine. Christina read me the notes last night and I forgot. So jasmine, top notes, black sesame and amberwood, middle notes, bottom notes, bourbon vanilla absolute. Love it. Check. Cashmere musk. Don't know what cashmere musk is, but musk, check. Benzoin, sandalwood, tonka bean. Check, check, check. Oh, I just... we both agree that does something to us and we both want it. So you're welcome, courtesy of Christina. And as I said, I'm going to try and have her on the show because she has a few, she doesn't have a lot of perfumes, but the ones she has are good. So she also put me onto an Irish perfume called Innis. Very pretty, very clean. So anyway, new perfumes to try and test out. And if you have Oula Rouge or had experience with Oula Rouge, let me know what you think. If you think it's also a dupe, like I said, I'm convinced 100% smells like it. When I order more fragrance samples after I get done reviewing, like going through the batch I currently have and like order more for the show to review, I'm going to order one of BR540 and give it to Christina so she can smell it. I know that she's going to agree because she asked me if I had any left and I was like, unfortunately not. I used it up, but yep. Going to give her a sample so she can smell it because I was amazed. Like a $300 perfume for less than $100 plus a full size lip gloss, plus a clutch, plus a shitload of other perfume samples. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. And with that, speaking of Baccarat Rouge 540 and Francis Carcajon, we are going to transition into our scent of the week. Okay, so as mentioned, this week's scent of the week is none other than Burberry Her. This was a gift from my dad for Christmas. He gave it to me over Thanksgiving. And because I'm a small child, I could not wait until Christmas to open it. I knew, he's like, you know what it is. I was like, yeah, but it's always still fun to open presents on Christmas. But no, I wanted to get in. I wanted to tuck into this perfume and start wearing it and see what all the fuss is about. I had requested it because I did sample it at Ulta on the stick and it smelled very nice. Like, and I got it. I was like, it's so good. So I asked for it for Christmas because again, fragrance no buy. And I got it. And this is one of the ones I have been hearing more people say is a dupe for Baccarat Rouge 540. No. It is not. I think, could it be a flanker? I mean, there are some similarities to it, but in terms of the scents, like two totally different scents, Burberry Her stands alone on its own. I could see it maybe if I didn't know it was Burberry Her. And they, and you know, MFK came out with a Baccarat Rouge 540 Frambois or something, you know. I could see it maybe as being a flanker because it does have musk and amber, which is also present in BR540. And it is, the perfumer is for Burberry Her, is Francis Kurkdjian. So it does have his DNA in it. So I could see it as that. But I think it needs to be looked at as it's not a dupe of anything, as its own perfume, because it is quite lovely. Like it's a good perfume. So the notes for Burberry Her. All right. Your top notes, you have raspberry, strawberry, cherry, blackberry, and blueberry. Your middle notes, you have violet and jasmine. And your base notes, you got your musk and your amber. So this is fruity, but what I like about this is it's not over the top. Like, because sometimes when I think of fruity perfumes or fruity florals, I tend to think of more like juvenile fruity ones, like, you know, Viva La Juicy. Smells good. I mean, I'm not judging that. You know, I've got some stuff too that would probably people would consider a little bit juvenile smelling, but my immediate thought kind of goes to it being more of like a Juicy Couture, even like SJP NYC. That's also like a very, I've heard it being described as like a boozy strawberry, but that's very sweet. That could be considered slightly more immature. But what's nice is that the berries in this are fruity, but they're rich. And because it's got that like musk and amber anchoring it, it prevents it from being too over the top sweet. And it gives it a really nice depth. Now, on Fragrantica, I'll just read the little description. So Burberry Her is a floral fruity gourmand fragrance for women. It was launched in 2018. The nose behind this fragrance is Francis Kurkdjian. And then it goes into the notes. But then there's the description below. It reads as follows, quote, Burberry Her, a new pillar fragrance for the house, comes out in October 2018 and is the first one whose packaging is marked with a new logo. Burberry Her is designed to capture the youthful spirit of the City of London, the creative and eclectic metropolis, a spirit that is lively, adventurous, and brave. It is made for those women who feel Londoners at heart. The composition is signed by Francis Kurkdjian as his interpretation of a floral fruity theme with gourmand undertones. Crushed berry fruit from the top is combined with middle notes of violet and jasmine based on woods and amber. Quote, quote. Her Eau de Parfum by Burberry is unique because it is a memorable signature. To achieve that, you need a strong accord, an olfactory story that translates your vision, an olfactory, I can't speak, guys. I'm just chalk it up to the wine last night, okay? To achieve that, you need a strong accord, an olfactory story that translates your vision. The combination of these sunburst berries and British spirit blended with the ambery musky accord brings this very unique signature. You can immediately recognize when someone is wearing it. It is a signature scent, and that's a quote by Francis Kurkdjian. The face of the perfume is model Cara Delevingne, representing her home city. Burberry Her is available as a 30, 50, and 100 ml Eau de Parfum, end quote. So yeah, so this is meant to be a signature fragrance, and I think it captures that. I think this is a great scent to wear year-round. I could see this working spring, summer, because it's not heavy. It's enough to where it does stand out, like our boy FK says. It's enough to stand out, and it is unique. And I think people can tell Burberry Her. Like you can tell what when someone's wearing this, you can tell what they're wearing, much like BR540. But it's not so over the top to where it stands out in a bad way. Like it is fruity and it is youthful, but honestly, like I can see a 16-year-old girl wearing this. I'm 37 years old. I wear it. I can see a 50, 60-year-old woman wearing this. Like I think it's timeless. I don't think it's not mature. It's not juvenile. It's, you know, not old. It's not young. It's good for everybody. Again, I think because, you know, it's supposed to be represent London spirit or whatever. Again, it's a very, it's floral fruity, but it's got that British reserve that prevents it from being so over the top with the fruit. And it makes for a really nice, elegant, understated perfume. I think it's beautiful. And I could see, again, if this was as a flanker, I could see the mom wearing BR540 and her bougie-ass 16-year-old daughter wearing Burberry Her. And they're going to, like, the tennis practice at the country club together. And they're, like, tennis whites rocking their respective perfumes. That's who I see wearing this. I think this is, you know, they say some perfumes smell expensive or smell bougie or luxe. BR540, I've heard that. YSL Libre and Libre Entente, I've heard that. I think this could as well. I think this is, it's very elegant. It's very classy. I think that it smells pretty, I don't even want to say bougie because it's not like extra. Like it's one of those things like, yeah, it just smells like you may have money. You know, like it's just, you don't need to wear something loud. It's kind of like people, you know, some people are flashy with their wealth, but some people aren't because it's like, that's not your identity or whatever. I think this, you don't need to be over the top to show that you have money is what I'm getting at. And I think this scent kind of plays by those same rules. You'll smell this scent and you'll still smell very luxe and you'll still smell very classy. But it doesn't need, it's not super over the top. I keep saying over the top, but you know what I'm trying to, you know what I mean though? It's like somebody smells this on you and they'd be like, oh, this smells really good. It smells very classy and that's it. Like it doesn't have to have like any crazy weird gourmand notes. It's just a beautifully blended fruity signature scent. If you can make any of that word salad out, that's what it is. So the longevity and projection. So this projects, it's not much. I would say this projects maybe like 30, 45 minutes on me that I've noticed. And again, certain areas project more than others. So again, I always spray a lot on my chest because that's where even fragrances that don't last very long, I will still get whiffs off my chest throughout the day. But as a whole, like a whole scent bubble, 30 to 45 minutes, maybe an hour. And then it does settle down. The sillage, I guess that would be the scent bubble. Longevity, I think on me, it gets like 4 to 5 hours. It does settle down to be a skin scent after a while. Yeah, and I'm smelling it now myself. Yeah, I put this on, what time is it now? So it's 12:30. I put this on around 9:30. And so we're coming up on the three hour mark and it's starting to fade on my arms and stuff. So 4 hours, maybe five. And then you definitely would need to reapply because it's not beast mode. It doesn't last very long. Scent bubble's not very strong, but it's still very nice. I definitely think if you like Francis Kurkdjian, you just gravitate to his perfumes anyway, whether that's BR540, La Male, if you're a dude, or any of his other scents. Oud Silk Mood, Oud Satin Mood, Aqua Universalis. If you just like his style, then definitely pick this up because I think you would like this. Even if you don't, but you like fruit and you got like sweeter scents, you would like this. So definitely try it out, pick it up. I even think even if you're not a big sweet person, this isn't so sweet that it's a turnoff. Now, I've not tried the Her Intense, but as far as the original Her goes, I think this is even, if sweet's not really your thing, still sample this because I think it is sweet, but it's not, again, it's still got that British reserve. Like it's youthful, it's fun, it's playful, but not too much. So I think It doesn't go overboard on the fruit at all. It's really good. Everything plays very well together. So yeah, I think this is definitely worth checking out. Would I repurchase it? I don't know at this point. I think if I were, like, after I finish up this bottle, I may get the Her Intense because I'm curious to see what that smells like. And maybe that one has more projection and longevity or whatever than this one. So that I would probably do that. But I don't know if I would get Burberry Her Regular again. Not because it's not good, but again, because I want to get the Intense and see how that is. But I can't justify having like two of the same scents. You know what I mean? Even if they're not the same. You know, I'm just not that kind of bitch. So that's my take on it. The downside is it doesn't last very long, like 4, maybe 5 hours, and the projections, like the scent bubble, is not super overwhelming. So if you like beast mode, beast mode perfumes, and you want it to last, like have a good staying power, then this might be something you pass by, but still sample it if you're in Ulta or wherever. And I think this was at one point being sold on Costco. Let me see if it's still there. I don't think so. Because every once in a while, I'll check the Costco website. I have the app because I'm a nerd. And I will check to see what fragrances they have. And around the time Thanksgiving, Christmas, Burberry Her was on Costco.com. They do not. I'm not seeing that. Got some other shit that looks good. Wait. Oh, Diana Vreeland. I thought that was a Serge Lutens. I was like, oh shit. C Passion is on there for $89.99. All right, but not Burberry Her. So, how much does this retail for? Let's look. So on FragranceNet, the 3.3 Eau de Parfum spray is $63.04. I think when it was on Costco.com, just the 1 ounce, because I have a 1.6 fluid ounces. I think this one was like $54.99 or $64.99, one of those on Costco. So with the Big Mama one is $63. That's not bad. Then you have the 1 ounce is $49.39. The 1.7 ounce is $55.24, and you got the Big Daddy 3.3 ounce for $63.04. And for some reason, the 3.3 ounce tester is $66.94. I don't know why it is more expensive, because usually on FragranceNet and FragranceX, when they sell testers, it's usually cheaper because it's supposed to be a tester, and you may not get a cap with it, whatever. So I don't know what the pricing there is, but the Big Daddy 3.3 ounce is $63 on FragranceNet.com. Ulta Beauty, the point, it's Rollerball is $30. Let me bring up Ulta Beauty. Guys, water, when you've been talking and are kind of hungover, so good. Like cool, cold bubble water. Oh, so good. Yeah. So the Her travel size, it's the 0.25 ounce, is 30 buckos. Let me pull up the regular sizes. Oh my God, this website. Okay. Burberry Her. Okay, come on. Oh, they got. Okay, so they apparently there's flankers now. I mean, well, this did launch in 2018, but there's Burberry Her Blossom Eau de Toilette and then Her London Dream Eau de Parfum. I just know Her in Entance. Okay, so Burberry Her. Let's load it up, Ulta. Come on, girl. So your 1 ounce goes for $74. This is full retail. 1.6 ounce goes for $99. And then the 3.3 size goes for $127. And you do get a free gift if you buy on Ulta. So there's that. But just price point. Oh, you get a Valentine's Day gift with Burberry Large Women's Spray purchase. And if online only, you get a complimentary 3-piece Dior fragrance sampler with the women's fragrance purchases. Excludes Tiffany and Chanel. So that's kind of cool. But in terms of just looking at the price point, your best bet is probably to buy it off of FragranceNet. They do not sponsor this. I want to get them as a sponsor, like FragranceNet. Hit me up, because I'm always plugging FragranceNet, because I've never had any problems with them. They're authentic perfumes, and the price point is chef's kiss. Like, it makes it, like, for instance, a 3.3 ounce at Ulta is like $127. That's expensive. And here it's 63. So not 63 is not cheap, but when you compare it, it's a little bit less expensive. Might be a little bit more affordable than for retail price. So whenever I do perfume buys, unless I stack gift cards or whatever, I will almost always use FragranceNet unless they don't have it. FragranceNet is the way to go. I don't think Burberry Her is a dupe at all for Baccarat Rouge 540. Two completely different scents. They smell completely different. The only similarities they have are the musk and amber notes, which, to be honest, a lot of perfumes have musk and amber in them. But I think the people are drawing the similarities because the same perfumer does make them. So you do have that same like DNA, perfumer DNA, not necessarily BR 540. It's like I feel like, even though they're two different scents, you can always tell. What am I trying to say? It's kind of like an artist. So, Van Gogh, right? He has a bunch of paintings that aren't the same. He's got his like self-portrait, then he's got Starry Night. Two totally different paintings, but you can tell it's Van Gogh because of his style. I think it's the same thing with perfume. So you can tell this is the same DNA. That's what I mean when I say the same DNA. Same kind of style as BR 540, not BR 540. But still a very nice fragrance on its own. If you just want something light, fruity, understated, that you can wear every day, signature scent, whatever, absolutely, this is a great scent for that. Again, if you want something that's beast mode, that's going to make a statement, that's super unique, I don't think this is that. But again, does not take away from the fact that this is a beautiful scent and at least worth sampling. So let me know what you think of Burberry Her, if you think it's a dupe of BR 540, or if you're like me and you're like, I don't see it, but I kind of see similarities. Let me know. I am curious to hear your thoughts. All right, guys, I'm fading fast. So we got to make this fragrance in the news quick. I've got three for you today. As always, all articles will be linked in the show notes if you wanted to go read them yourself. First story is kind of insular. Sorry. It is from Sarasota Magazine, Bradenton Girl. So this is Florida. So Bradenton, Florida Girl launches a new perfume line. Well, the title is Bradenton Native, not Florida Girl. Bradenton Native launches a new perfume line with a focus on sustainability. So the founder is a woman named Kinsey Fisher. She fell in love with perfume when she was studying abroad in college. She went to Paris, and then I guess there was a day trip to Grasse. Side note, did not know that Grasse was close to France, because I'm a dumb and don't know geography much of any place, especially other countries. But yeah, she fell in love there. And so after college, she went to University of Central Florida. She moved to New York to start a career in public relations, but she always kept that interest in perfume and like would take classes on how to make it, just to like, I guess it was like a little passion hobby for her. And so then when the pandemic hit, she decided eventually to launch her own line because she noticed that the market in perfume, there's a little bit of a hole for sustainable perfumes. Now I will say that hole is being filled because you do have scents like Skylar and Fleur and Henry Rose, which is Michelle Pfeiffer's stuff. Those are all professing to be like sustainable and like vegan and cruelty free and all the things, all natural, all of that. And so, but it's still, I would still say there's like a, probably a little bit of a gap there. There could be more if you're into that. So she is throwing her hat into the ring, and she launched her perfumes, I think last year, 2020, in November. Where does it say? Let's see. I don't know. I think it says that they launched Elu. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. In November, they wanted to launch it earlier, but the pandemic, obviously they couldn't. Cardboard was in short supply, so they had to launch later than they would have liked. But her first scent sounds really, really pretty. So, and it sounds like it's the real deal. Like, she reached out to Jean Neal, who I guess owns a perfume house in Grasse. And this particular perfume house was founded in 1779, so it's been around for a minute. It knows perfume. She worked with a perfumer there to create her first scent, Provence, which is, this article says, is a nod to both the region where Grasse is located and the centuries-old art of perfume making. The perfume has subtle top notes of French lavender, middle notes of mandarin and honey, and base notes that are warm and woodsy. So it sounds really pretty. And lavender seems to be hot right now in perfume. You've got Libre au Vintance. You've got Mon Guerlain, which I want to try. All those have lavender in it, and everybody seems to really like them. Speaking for myself, I like the Libre au Vintance. I think that's super pretty. So this one sounds like it's kind of along that same lines. The perfumes are made and bottled in Grasse using recyclable, biodegradable packaging, and they're shipped to Los Angeles for distribution. And and now she's launched it, so it's good. They say that it's this company Elu is part of the 1% for the Planet, which I've heard of that before, and this article explains that it's an international organization whose members contribute at least 1% of their annual sales to environmental causes. And like the other stuff in the space, this perfume is also vegan and cruelty-free. Now, it is pricey. A $50 milliliter will run you $165. But she said that they've added samples so people can try out the perfume before buying it, because she recognizes that it is a luxury price point. So there is that. And actually, let me go onto the website. And see if she has like a sample pack, or if you just got to buy individual samples. Hold, please. Intersight. Yeah. Oh, there's noise. Okay. I mean, the websites. Okay. How do I turn this off? I mean, the website is pretty nice. It looks very professional. It's all, you know, it's not a French, I guess it is a French company, but the girl is from Florida and she's going to move back to Florida. Oh, so her samples. Oh, one sample is $20. So that's a cost effective way of trying this perfume. So I like that she recognizes that it is a luxury price point, but we got you covered with samples. She does like to travel. And so I think she wants to do other perfumes, other perfumes in the line eventually, to like be reminiscent of like Spain, Mallorca, and Barcelona. I thought this was kind of cool. Florida girl, not only like launching her own perfume company, but it's like an actual perfume company. It's not like, no shade. I'm going to get in trouble. No shade to Etsy, but especially when it's something local like this and I hear somebody's launching their own perfume, I assume that means they launched their own Etsy shop and they're mixing with their little collection of essential oils. Not that that's wrong with that. I'm just saying I was impressed, because this is like a real deal perfume line. So good for you, Kinzie. And if you want me to review it, you know, hit me up on the show. Okay, so next one we have. This is from Harper's Bazaar. And basically, it's just talking about Love Don't Be Shy from the House of Killian. I like this perfume. Rihanna does too. That's everybody that came out that, you know, she wears it. So Killian has, he hasn't said her name, but basically we all know who he's talking about. He's met her twice and she's been wearing it both times. So that's that. But it apparently they're coming out with Love Don't Be Shy Extreme. And so what Hennessy is said, he said basically they just increased it. So I think they increased the Bulgarian roses and orange blossom and neroli. Like they just upped the ante on that. And how he explains it is that the roses combine with the vanilla, amber base, and marshmallow to make it feel as if the rose petals have been crystallized, almost caramelized in sugar. Which, oh man, if this comes, if they come out with a purse spray, that will go on my fragrance wish list for when I come off my no-buy. I mean, because I do really like Love Don't Be Shy. It's growing on me. Like, Princess, I fell in love with Princess first. And I do like that one. But the more I wear Love Don't Be Shy, the more I'm really starting to like that one too. So the fact that this just like ups the ante. Ooh. It sounds like it could be almost too much, but I mean, too much marshmallow. Is there such a thing? I don't know. I don't think so. So he says that I think it sounds like he says like the sillage. He says that Love Don't Be Shy Extreme boasts an even larger and more intense diffusion trail, making it perfect for this moment in time. Because we are all having dinners outside these days, it's nice to have a bigger presence, says Hennessy. You want something that's slightly larger and longer lasting. So it sounds like it's Love Don't Be Shy on steroids. So if you love Love Don't Be Shy, then maybe get your paws on some Love Don't Be Shy Extreme. And the bottle is limited edition for, I think, Valentine's Day or something. I don't know. And it's $275. So I might be sampling this and not, unless they come out with the purse spray. They come out with, my boy Killian, I know you're probably not listening to this, but on the off chance you are, please do more purse sprays of your fragrances. Because I would love to try Rolling in Love and Good Girl Gone Bad. And, well, I got samples of Straight to Heaven, so we're good there. But, you know, Angel Share, I'd like to try that. And while the roller balls are not cheap, because it's 40, or not roller balls, but purse sprays, $45. But then again, like Burberry Her, that was a roller ball, or that's a purse spray or a roller ball, whatever, and that's $30. So 15 more. Anyway, the purse sprays, I love it because I can't justify to my husband spending that much money on a full bottle. It's not a large commitment. And I love your stuff. I want Black Phantom. Oh, that's in a purse spray. Like I would love it if you put more of your stuff in purse spray. And I don't know why you don't. Maybe that's not, I don't know, but suggestion. I would appreciate it if you did a purse spray because I would probably snap up so many more fragrances from yours because I love it, but it's not always in the budget. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, this one's out. So let me know if you have tried Love Don't Be Shy Extreme and what you think of it. So the last one is from inputmag.com. I have never heard of this magazine, but I think it's a tech mag. And this is so frivolous. It's the headline is Ninu. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it, N-I-N-U. Ninu might be the world's first smart perfume device. Basically, it looks like a canister. It can hold, I think, up to 3 separate fragrances. And it comes with an app. And so the app can provide suggestions on like what you want to do. So if you type in sexy, this thing will spray a custom blend and in a custom like dosage to evoke that, to make you smell like how you want to smell. So if you say you want to go sexy, it'll do like a blend that makes you smell sexy. If it's like work, it'll do a blend that's like making it work appropriate. I mean, it's, you totally, this is, like I said, this is frivolous because A, layering is a thing in perfume. You don't need a fancy canister to do that. Like, people layer shit all the time. I've tried it. Not my thing, because I can't smell it. The times that I've tried to layer, instead of smelling like the new scent, I just smelled the individual scents. My nose will pick up one scent, then it'll pick up the other. I can't smell them together. So that's why I don't layer. But people do, they do it. And so I don't know because this is from an Italian company, what market research this company did that thought they would, that the world needed this idea, needed this contraption. Because I feel like, again, most people just layer on their own, and people who like perfumes usually rotate between a few. Not crazy people. No, they might not be crazy people like me, and I have like 40 bottles, but, you know, it's not uncommon to have like 3 or 4 to rotate around and to have different occasions. So people can still mix and match. They don't need this to do it. So I'm curious to see if this thing is going to sell. I feel like it won't, but then again, people love to buy stupid shit. So whatever. It's very interesting. Interesting concept. I think if you have the money and you just want to treat yourself and see what this is about, do it. I forgot to mention the app assistant for this Ninu, his name is Pierre. And Pierre can suggest various fragrance combinations, store recipes, and even alert users to when their scent reserves are low. And they're working with French perfumers to come up with the perfumes. I'm assuming that, yeah, it's the perfumes. You can't use your own. See, at first I thought this was a canister where I had like a compartment, 3 compartments in it where you can dump your own stuff in it. But I guess you have to use it with their own custom made perfume. So again, I mean, if this is something like you have the money and you're curious, you want to see it, you know, go for it. I think it seems very not needed, but again, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Interesting nonetheless. I like the fact that there's an app that can like offer you recipes and suggestions. And I do like the fact that they can customize a blend for you based on if you're going to go out to work or if you're going to go work out or whatever. So that's cool. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting. So that wraps up fragrance in the news. All right, that wraps up this week's episode. Thank you for sticking by it. Thank you for listening. If you made it to the end, you know, you need to treat yourself to something, because I felt like this one was a little rough today, guys. Sorry. Excuse me. Jesus Christ. Okay, so thanks for listening. If you want to connect with me online, Instagram's the best way. I'm at Pinot and Perfume there. Slide into my DMs to talk fragrance. Comment on my posts, whatever. I love talking about fragrance. Again, especially if you have any experience with Eau La Rouge, I'm excited to hear what you think. If you've smelled both Eau La Rouge and Baccarat Rouge 540, definitely let me know what you think, because they are, again, 100% dupes. I want it. I want that fragrance so bad. I'm also like on Peloton. I do use the app. So I'm hashtag Pinot and Perfume there. If you want to follow me, we can be Pelo buddies. You can email me at the show, sarahchacon784@gmail.com. If you want to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, you are welcome to do so. If you want to leave a 5-star review, I'm not gonna turn you away. I'm not gonna turn that down. Any review though helps. It just makes it more visible to people on Apple Podcasts, since that is the Lord and Savior of the podcast world. I'll leave it to it, guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, whatever you're doing. I hope you're having fun. I hope you're being safe. But most importantly, I hope you're smelling good. Bye. Pinot and Perfume is hosted and produced by yours truly, Sarah Chacon. Theme music is Around the Bend by Evan Schaefer.